This is Weekend Breakfast.
Weekend Breakfast back on the air for one last time with the name Dylan, Jules and Angus. That's right, Dylan Alcott on the air with us right now.
Let's get into what is coming up for you next, because like you said in the earlier break, you threw a little, you know, some little things out there or some big things out there, and the media has beat on it. What is the truth?
There's lots of little things that I want to do. I actually want to do a bit of acting, Jules, I've decided.
Nice. Home and Away style?
Yeah, some of those, give me a bell.
Mm-hmm. Love to see you doing some beach frolicking scenes in your chair.
I was going to say, it would be pretty, a pretty long scene because I'd be stuck there.
I'd love to see you hit a sandbar in the surf, Palm Beach in New South Wales.
What are they called? The Nasty Boys or something?
Oh, the Bra... No, not the Bra Boys.
The Bra Boys.
No. Blood, Sand and Tears or whatever their tattoo was.
Oh, yes. Blood and Sand.
Yeah, God.
Oh, that's that could be me. But, yeah, I said I'd love to do a bit of that. I've got an idea for a script. Really, you know, love the work that we're doing with Listen Able and stuff like that. But, yeah, I said I would think about doing some politics one day, and that was just, you know, bang, just hit the news. But I would, you know, what I said was, and I think it was a little bit taken out of context, but, like, why couldn't the Prime Minister be in a wheelchair one day? There's no reason why they couldn't. Why couldn't the CEO of a giant, you know, ASX 500 company be blind or, you know, have autism or whatever it is? Mm-hmm. So that's what I was kind of getting at, but that was taken as Dylan is running for Prime Minister. So what I'm going to ask you both is, would you vote for me?
No.
Oh, 100%. Oh, geez. Well, you got my vote, Dil. You've got my vote.
One other thing before you go. You were named Victorian of the Year.
Oh, yes, you were too. Congratulations.
Which means on Australia Day, the 25th of Jan, you'll find out whether you are Australian of the Year going up against every other state and territory. Do you think you're a chance? You're up against Paddy Mills, the Boomers.
No chance. I'm no chance. I thought I was no chance for the Victorian Australian of the Year, but somehow I managed to fluke that, and I reckon I'm no chance for the big gong, but I got to say, what a massive honour to be nominated. Like, I was shocked, honestly, and I'm not just saying that because I'm here talking to you two legends. I was genuinely shocked, and what a huge honour, and I'll go there and enjoy the moment, but I reckon I'm no chance. What do you reckon?
Man, I reckon you got it in the bag, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Jules, no way. No chance.
Hey, look at it.
Incredible people, other people are nominated.
Yeah. Well, good luck with everything, Dil. We'll obviously continue our podcast, Listen Able.
Was that Angus? Yeah. Okay, he's reckons on no chance as well. I love that.
Nah, no chance. On you, mate. We'll talk to you soon, but good luck for the Australian Open and wrapping up that stellar tennis career, mate.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I love you, mate.
I mean this for both of you. I love you both so much. Thanks so much for the incredible year we've had together, you know, and the years before that on radio. And to everybody listening, thanks so much for tuning in every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I love you all very much, and I'll be back soon.
For the very last time.
Jeez, I'm tearing up.
Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, Gus, you as a dad, you may see where my brother's coming from here, right, as he's threatening to ban me from his house because he believes that I am a bad influence on his girls. He's got three little girls. Eldest one's 6, middle one's 3, and the youngest one's 1. Obviously not the youngest one, but
a great topic, because even like I know that you know from your Instagram stories and stuff, you have the girls in the car, and it's like, what music are you listening to? Like,
exactly. There's
so much influence that you can impart on your kids when, as a parent, you kind of want to guide them down the path that you want, knowing that there are going to be other influences. But those influences.
Yes. Well, here's the thing, right? I didn't think that, like I said, I didn't think that this would be something I would have to deal with until I had my own kids, and I'd be like, how am I acting, or how am I in front of them, influence them to, you know, how they are.
Of course.
So obviously now having 3 nieces and I moved back home, I'm like, I didn't realize just how much I'm rubbing off on them.
Kids are sponges.
They are.
Yeah.
But what it's come down to is my style of dress, like my fashion sense. Now,
well,
here's
I'll stay
the thing,
out of
and this is.
I'll sit back and just let my thoughts.
This is not a flex, but, you know, every morning I run about 8Ks. And when I go for a run, it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And when I come back, obviously I'm hot and sweaty. So I'm just in a crop top and generally like, you know, black running pants.
Gucci
or
sneakers. 4 necklaces on.
No, Zoom X's, please.
6-inch nails. Hair extensions.
So when I go back to my brother's house to then walk my little niece to the bus, my nieces are seeing me in like a little crop top and, you know, shorts or whatnot. And now on weekends when my brother's at home and he's wanting to, you know, take the kids out to the park or whatever, my eldest niece walks out in a crop top, like she's made her T-shirt into a crop top.
She's folded it under.
Yep. And my brother's like, what are you doing? Pull that shirt out. And her response was, well, Auntie Jules dresses like this.
We are currently in a state in the world of this weird dynamic where 11-year-old kids are trying to dress like they're 33-year-old kids and 33-year-old people are trying to dress like they're 11.
What's true.
The middle ground's impossible.
No, I know.
That's not your fault. That's not your fault.
Look, and I get, but you know, obviously, for those that have never seen me, I've got my septum pierced as well, and I've got some tattoos on my fingers.
For anyone
as
who
well.
Doesn't know what a septum is, it's just the bull piercing between the nose.
Yeah. Mum says I've got it so she can lead me around the house. But, you know, I've got some tattoos on my fingers, and my 3-year-old niece actually was putting Texter on her fingers so that she could look like me. Now, I get it, and I don't want to be a bad influence, you know, on my nieces. But it got me thinking, you know, what traits that your kids have picked up from you. Gussie, you were only saying the other weekend how Indy now rubs your ear, at the top of your ears because you do it.
That's right, yeah. I'm obsessed with ears, have been for 20-plus years. And so I rub ears, including my girlfriend and now my daughter, and now she started when I hold her, touching my ears.
Yeah.
Yep. 131060. Yeah. What trait has your child picked up from you? And if you get on the air with us, how hilarious. You can win yourself a $100 iconic voucher.
Yeah.
Ashley in Wodonga, what have your kids picked up a trait from you?
My daughter has picked up a trait on announcing her farts.
What?
Now, is this
explained
from you?
Yes, from me.
Wait, so what do you do? What do you mean? Like, so do you announce it before?
What do you mean?
Or
what
after?
Does she mean?
So I feel a big one brewing.
Oh my God, we're here.
Yeah.
And I cock my leg and go, I'm gonna fart and let one rip. And now my daughter will cock her leg or say, I'm gonna fart, and she's been doing it all morning, and let a decent one rip.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Gussie is disgusted.
I'm not disgusted. I'm impressed what? At the ability to come on national radio and share that story, Ashley.
I'm pretty proud of
us. Girl, I love it.
Hey, we're going to send you a $100 iconic voucher. That is just outrageous. Thank you very much, Ashley. Tegan in Wagga Wagga, what did your kids learn from you?
I've got terrible posture, and my 10-year-old, I have to constantly remind her to sit up straight because she's always slouching just like me.
See, it's half one of those things that you can't even get up them, right? Because they're just copying it.
Chris in Campbelltown, what did your kids learn?
Tattoos and gym and be a straight shooter.
Straight shooter? No lies? Tell it as it is. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, I was like, what? Yeah, got it now.
Yeah, no guns. Jody on the Central Coast, what did your kids learn from you?
Flamboyant dressing and dyeing their hair peroxide white.
Yes. How old are they?
12.
Yeah, that age too.
Okay.
12 going on 24.
I mean, can we just remember Ashley? Wow.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Quick poll of the team, including Amelia, our producer. Amelia and Jules, do you take your phone to the bathroom, to the toilet?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I do it for scrolling, though. It's a social media scroll, right? I wouldn't take a phone call deliberately on the loo, or I wouldn't ever take it into the loo if I was mid-conversation, no matter how close my friends is.
Oh, really? I was going to say, it really just depends on who it is. There's some girlfriends, yeah, they'll come with me. No.
So when I had an important call on Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yep. I was waiting for this call, prepped for it. It was with a big company for an endorsement deal. So me to be part of a big campaign for them leading into Christmas.
Okay.
So I'd pitched it. They loved the pitch. It was just about meeting the team and talking about the, you know, the finer details.
Yeah.
And the financials as well. It was looking really good. Looking like I was about to get the ticket of approval. About 1:56 p.m., the coffee guts started coming.
Oh, the BGs, the bubble guts.
Yeah, the bubble guts.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to halt because I'm 2 minutes away from a really important call. Now, this is on Microsoft Teams, so it's a face-to-face conversation.
Why do they always come at the most, you know, the worst times?
Mm-hmm. But I can hold it. No dramas. It was a definite hard 30-minute stop. I'm like, I can do this. I can push this. Push it down.
Just to clarify, you're at home, right?
At home, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, 2:02 comes, and I'm like, could have got this done by now. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then I get an email saying, hey, minutes away, sorry about the delay. And I go, minutes? Yeah. I'm going for it. And I rushed. So I leave my laptop on my desk in the living room, and I rush. And then I'm doing my thing, and I'm trying to be quick.
Okay, no sound effects, please.
But in that moment, I still remember, I needed longer. I couldn't stop. But my phone started letting me know from Microsoft Teams the same login. We're away.
No. And the tap's so going.
I can't stop the tap. So I angle myself because you get a little pre thing before you say, accept invite. Yeah. So I look at myself. I'm against the white wall. There's no tiles on this side of our bathroom. So
Wait,
it doesn't
you
look like a
pivoted
bathroom.
Pivoted to the side.
I pivoted to the side. So now I'm side stooling. And I look, I'm like, okay, this is fine. The lighting didn't look too, like a bathroom. So I'm like, okay, I answer. Hi, guys, how are you? Doing the phone call. And as they're talking, I'm on mute, trying to get away with this. Big company, 4 people on the meeting.
Oh, geez.
So I managed to successfully complete the business. And in that moment of needing to leave the room, I quickly say, hey, guys, sorry, can I just tend to my baby? And they're like, yeah, no worries. I turn the camera off, quickly wrap up. Turn the but I'm still talking, so or listening. And so anyway, I leave the business and go back into the living room.
Oh no, you couldn't.
Of course, I can't. I'm on a call, so I'm like, let's just say I'm blacked out for like 15 to 20 seconds. I didn't want it to be unusual. And then I'm back in the living room. I say, sorry guys, left the bedroom. I'm back in the living room.
Yeah.
Now my beautiful partner Emily was very unaware that I was on such an important call.
Yeah.
She comes back from outside where she'd been on a walk with my child, for one, because my child wasn't there. I was lying about that.
Lied.
And she walks in and walks past the toilet, which is separate to the bathroom, and right near the living room, and goes, oh, Angus, what the? And I'm like, and I look at her and I'm like, I'm doing the thing under my neck, like, going, no. And she's like, flush the toilet, you pig!
Oh, my gosh. I can just picture that mom, you know, that UK video where she's like, it was one of yours.
And then, yeah. And then I just look down the Microsoft Teams. Remember, I'm on video going, no, don't do it. So needless to say.
Did you get the deal?
I did not get the job.
No!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You should be used to a national voice, a man of many talents, and a man who has woken up to do 6 days a week on radio now officially.
Damn.
Make sure you tell Gemma that. Tommy Little, good morning, mate.
Good morning, legends. Thank you so much for getting my request on. Sophie, I was
that was, is it? That it was the Cardigans.
Oh, damn it. I was close.
It was not Murder on the Dance Floor, but good shot.
I thought she had one other song, and I was like, I'm taking a punt here.
Good punt. Missed.
How are you guys?
Doing well, man.
How are you going, Tommy? I should say. How does it feel?
Are you nervous, like, Jules? Like, you can talk to Tommy.
No, I am, but I always get a little bit. I get
Jules,
flushed.
Why do you get like this?
I know.
It's been years now. Come on.
No, I know. And I used to speak to you all the time on my old show, and I still, still get flushed to this day. I mean, a lot of girls feel it, Tommy.
But we've got 2 kids together. Like, you should be over it by now.
We do? I didn't know that.
Damn it. Well, I've got 2 kids to someone. Gosh.
No, but seriously, Tommy, how does it feel to be back up on stage, mate? Obviously with the pandemic and not being able to tour and all that kind of stuff.
So it's so good, except I forgot how crap it can be. So, like, we got free here in Melbourne and that's great, right? And then you get back on stage and there's limited capacities and it's 30 people and you're like, oh, that's right. It's not as good as we remember.
A bigger crowd's better. Obviously, bigger crowd's better for the bank account and all of that. But is bigger crowds better because one laugh can set off a ripple effect to allow other people to laugh? Whereas if it's like 15 people with 1.5 meter distance between each other, they might feel a bit stilted.
Angus, completely. It's like basically it turns into a hostage situation when we've got 30 people, and it feels like if anything, an AA meeting where they're forced to be, like they're paid to be there. And I'm like, I feel like sometimes calling it halfway and going, guys, let's just all leave. Let's just go home.
Refunds.
Tom, I have to ask, how much of your content, you know, changed over the time in the lead up to this special, being in lockdown for so long and not being able to do any of it? Did it change much? I know you one thing relatable was the COVID test and talking about the gag reflex. I mean, relatable. but did it change much as, you know, in the lead up to it?
No, it was the show I wrote before lockdown. Mm. And so then lockdown hit. And then, so I just put in like 5 minutes of COVID stuff. And I feel like that was enough for me to realize like it's happened, but I feel like everyone else is overhearing about it. So there was enough for me to go, I'm aware it happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no one wants to hear about that shit. Like everyone wants to have an hour where they can forget about the pandemic and just have a good time and think for a second, maybe it didn't happen.
Of course, Tommy's little special, I'll See Myself Out, is on Amazon Prime right now. Tommy, I've seen a bunch of stuff, especially back in Adelaide at the Fringe Festival the last few years. And, I mean, you do push some people's boundaries, you know, depending what those boundaries are. But is there a joke that you think back on being on stages for so long that you worry about being brought up out of context in, like, the PC landscape that we live in?
Not really. I mean, this show's got a story about me getting urinated on for the first time because I thought I was too vanilla. And people are worried, like people will say that often about how PC, like everything is.
Yeah.
And my mum saw this show and she said afterwards, said, darling, the show was very funny and the story about you getting pissed on, hilarious.
Your mum approves.
Yeah. If it's okay with mum, it's okay with everyone.
Look, if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. Amazon Prime, there is an awesome Uber Eats game, Uber Eats bet game that Tommy Little does with his mates. I've done it with my mates. Jump on. You can actually score yourself some free food from your friends, not from Uber Eats, but from your friends. But Tommy explains it all.
It's the I'll See Myself Out special. And see yourself out, Tommy.
Love you guys. Bye.
This is Weekend Breakfast.